Gix, mobile.
W2JKT, this is one of those rare moments where Chick-fil-A's drive-thru seems to not be working.
People call in to don't show up. So, seems like every company's struggling with that anymore.
Find people right now, and even harder to find people who actually, you know, come in and work. You know, but like I said, you know, people are stressed out, and you know, these, you know, a lot of these companies just have unreasonable expectations about what people can do, and you know, the people go in and bust their hump all day for nothing, and then they're just exhausted. So, you know, stuff happens.
And everything anymore. Now you got to worry about everybody's feelings about everything anymore.
Things are important. Wrote that people will forget everything you did, and the world will forget everything you said, but nobody will ever forget how you made them feel.
That's for sure. And with a self-entitled generation, they get their feelings hurt real quick.
That's just a product of, you know, the way, you know, parenting has changed over the years, the way work has changed, the way education has changed. You know, not everything changes for the better all the time, and, you know, it's just, you know, the things change. So, you know, the generation that comes after that is going to be completely different.
Nobody's fault but our own. We raised them.
2 years old, I was running around New York City by myself with no supervision, and now, you know, if you let your 7-year-old out of your sight, you go to jail.
Yeah, heaven forbid you give them a spanking with a hickory.
Love that switch.
Just in the walk out and back, having to get your own.
Up there, go get me a good switch and make it a good one, or you'll get it twice.
And amen it. So, you might have tested it once, but you didn't do it twice.
Definitely the days. You know, people actually learn things, you know, the hard way.
I've done the two-step and had the stripes to prove it.
Scars on my backside that I've never seen. Enough roped off here. It looks like they're going to be adding a second lane to the drive-thru. This is a single-lane drive-thru. So it has the two lanes for ordering, and then they kind of zipper together. But they've got everything, you know, caution tape, and they've got all the stuff, you know, the shrubs ripped out and stuff. And I think they're going to make this one of their two-laners.
Has perfected that two-lane drive-through. They have got that down to a science now. It's funny because Chick-fil-A typically doesn't have a problem finding employees. People are lining up to work at those places.
Figured out they do it the Costco way. They pay really, really well, but they fire, you know, early and often. So they have very high turnover, but they do attract people who are at least willing to work a little bit. And, you know, if you're not willing to work, you get fired pretty quick. But then, they, you know, what they end up is they get to go through a lot of people to find the best people to stick around.
And if you stick around like that, you can move up pretty quick through the ranks also. So it's a benefit to them, and they've made it to their advantage, that's for sure.
I kept Chick-fil-A for about 3 weeks, and that's as long as she lasted because she's incredibly lazy. But yeah, they paid her, I think she said that they started at like $22 an hour. This is up in D.C. area, so 22 is not that much. But yeah, the pay was really good compared to any other place. And, you know, I told her, look, you're going to have to work hard and stick with it and do what they tell you. And she just couldn't deal with that.
It was a lesson learned for her, an eye-opener of what she's got to do. Hate she wasted that opportunity, but maybe she used it for that anyway.
She's going to college, getting a degree. Now she works for government, for the EPA. So, you know, she has a pretty good job, and she likes what she does. But, yeah, that first job of hers way back when was hopefully a teachable moment for her.
Perfect job for hiding out and not having to do anything. Working for the government. Seems like working for the government, once you get there, is just, in most cases, not all, it appears to be a lazy streak.
Well, she's definitely on a crusade against, what do they call these forever chemicals? I forget there's an acronym for them, but, you know, she works in that department that's trying to figure out how to ban these things. And, you know, I don't know if they're good or bad, but, you know, she's liking what she's doing. So as long as she's, you know, taking care of herself, I'm okay with that.
And, yeah, the forever chemicals need to go. I've done a little bit of reading about them, but not a whole lot, not in depth or anything like that. But just scratching the surface, they don't sound good at all.
The B crew on at Chick-fil-A today, I ordered my hash rounds, and the box is only like half full.
Like I said, I'm sure they suffer.
Not the best thing I could be eating anyway.
Potato. Probably not. But they're good.
Please, peanut oil for everything.
Places have quit using that, though, for cooking anyway.
Oil at home because it's better and it's actually, it's stable at higher temperatures and it lasts forever on the shelf, so it's expensive, but it's really good and you get a little kind of a coconutty flavor and everything. It's kind of nice.
I couldn't tell you nothing about it.
Starting to see sunrise before I get to the office in the morning. Fantastic.
I was noticing that yesterday afternoon. You can still see some sunshine or light as day after 6 o'clock. It's like 6:20. So days are definitely getting longer.
Yeah, the first sign of encouragement I get is when I notice it starting to be lighter later. And yeah, I think it was like 6:07 last night when I mentioned to Courtney, hey, you know, go look, it's still light outside. It's starting to happen. And we set the clocks forward, what, like first weekend in March or something?
Second weekend, I can't remember which. I know it's not too far away.
We'd be on summertime all the time to have the later sunsets in the wintertime.
It'd probably be the same way.
The heart-shaped biscuits already. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day.
Them all week, didn't they?
She said more work in the kitchen.
But didn't they have them, or are they having them all week, or just today and tomorrow?
But they have them today, and I'm sure they'll have them tomorrow.
The wind's died down over here.
I'm, let's see, coming up on exit 35, I guess, pretty soon? Yeah, 35. And it definitely seems like it's a little less punchy.
We're here in Traveler's Rest, coming through on 25 right there. But maybe it'll last, who knows, it may just be a lull when you're here for a minute.
Well, for you when it slows down, that's for sure. I wouldn't want to be driving that thing in a high wind.
Stress you out, that's for sure.
Even hook up my camper if it's windy out.
Well, I'm going to say it's not probably, it is worse than driving this on a windy day. A camper like that, they're horrendous to drive when it's windy.
In Maryland on I-95, I forget the name of it, they have warning signs for miles about the crosswind. And I tell all the high-profile stuff, get in the middle lane because, you know, these crosswinds are going to be crazy. Because the bridge is situated in this valley and the wind just, like, howls along the river. And, yeah, it's just pretty crazy. I've seen trucks go all over the place on that thing.
I can't remember where it was at, but the bridge they call Galloping Gertie, I watched videos of how that was, the wind was blowing it around, and that would have been crazy to try to drive across. You could see the bridge was flexing a good 4 feet, and people were trying to drive across it when they built it in the early 1900s.
That Tacoma Narrows Bridge that collapsed over in Washington because of the resonance that's caused by the wind.
I don't know where it was at, but I want to say it was up in New York somewhere, but like, don't hold me to that. But I always found it interesting. They got videos of it, how much it was flexing the bridge when the wind blew.
A powerful thing, you know, when you do your ham extra course, you talk a little bit about resonant circuits, but if you actually solve the math for some of these parallel LCs and, series LCs, the open circuit at resonance, the current, so the circulating current in that LC parallel circuit is enormous, like absolutely enormous. You know, can be hundreds of amps in some situations. So, yeah, it's pretty crazy what resonance can do.
We just scratched the surface of what we're doing and what we're studying, but I'm sure it can be pretty interesting.
A little disappointing to me about the ham radio courses is that they really do only scratch the surface of electronics and theory and stuff. And if it just got a little tiny bit deeper, not only would you understand it better, but you would learn a lot more. So just that surface knowledge just really isn't enough to really get somebody engaged, and it doesn't explain everything. So there's so much more to be learned that they're missing out on.
And that's all it's doing is just—it's barely scratching the surface of what's out there. And I would like to learn more about it. That's something that I always like to know why something works. I guess that's why I became a mechanic. Just because trying to figure it out. So, just in my nature.
Taking stuff apart when I was a little kid just to see how it works, and of course I never really learned how to put it back together until later, but I still like taking stuff apart.
I like taking stuff apart. Most of the time I could get it back together, but I still didn't know what was wrong with it, because you didn't know how everything worked together, and that's, as an adult and as a mechanic, that's what I try to teach everybody, is you need to know how all this stuff works together. It's not just cut and dry, like this is this and this is this. How does this component affect this component? And this generation now, all they know is teach to a test.
It's important to understand those fundamental relationships between parts and components and how everything works. But anyway, get the static now, and probably coming to the end of the repeater here. So I'll say 73 with you, Patrick. Hope you have a great day. Be safe driving around out there, and we'll talk to you again probably next week. I'm coming in the office Thursday, so I'll be on here Thursday morning. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. W2JKT 73.
Great, and you have a great day, and have a good trip home if I don't talk to you, and look forward to talking to you Thursday morning. KO4HKX. I'll be mobile and monitoring for a few more minutes.